Warning, this podcast may contain offensive comments and sensitive topics. If you are easily offended, then this is not the podcast for you. Everything we state is a state of opinion and not to be stated as a fact. Once again, if you're easily offended, please click away now. If you want to stay around and hear something funny and have a couple laughs, then you've been warned. Let's get this thing started. Logic versus conspiracy. Camille, and it's
me,
Dad. We are today's host for
Logic versus. Look at my face.
Logic versus conspiracy. Welcome back. We're very professional.
I got me in the mouth. A dog licked me in the mouth. That's.
Obviously, Paulo is here with us today. He just finished licking his ass, and now he's looking. Yeah, oh my god, I can't. It's just too much. This is funny. Wow, what a.
I could taste his shit.
Well, Dad.
It tastes like dog shit. Why'd your breath smell like dog shit?
Huh? Say, I just like to lick my butthole and then give you kisses. He just gave me Dad kisses. It's so funny. It's been over a month since we recorded.
Has it been a month?
It's been a month.
Wow.
Everybody wants to know where we're at. Hello, we're here, we're still alive.
We was kidnapped.
We were kidnapped because we were trying to talk about the Illuminati.
Yeah, that was the last Illuminati, episode. They kidnapped us.
They kidnapped us, they did. Our last episode we recorded, we actually never finished, and
our
now
last
we're
last episode
here.
Or last episode?
Our lost episode. Our lost episode.
Okay.
The one that was never posted because we never finished it. So we are trying to re-record that today for you guys.
Okay.
Okay, Dad. Stop making out with my dog.
I'm not making out with your dog.
Okay. So today we're talking about Illuminati.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I miss you guys. What have you been up to, Dad? This whole month, what did you do with your life?
What did I do with my life?
Yeah.
Watch a lot of TV.
Well, I just been, you know, our schedules just haven't worked very well this past couple
weeks. No, it hasn't.
It's the Illuminati confirmed.
Yeah.
They've messed up our schedule. But, well, I'm excited for us to sit down. We're doing laundry together.
Yeah.
And in between this episode, you might hear us get up and have to go do some laundry.
It's going to take me a couple days to do my laundry.
Oh my god, it's because you only use one washer. We have two washers back there.
I know, but...
What? Why can't you use two washers?
Because that's double amount of work
I have to do. Oh my god, you swear. Oh my gosh. So, let's go ahead and head into our sponsor segment. Oh my god, it's been a while. I can't talk. Let's head into our sponsor segment. What are we saying?
I don't know. You're the one saying it. I don't know.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, obviously, I'm a little rusty. You're a little rusty. You didn't even know your name.
It's me.
Dad's new name is me.
Yeah.
And me.
How do you spell Dad backwards?
B-A-B. Okay, guys. Well, thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring this episode and keep encouraging us to keep pushing through our schedules. And
yeah.
You know, I was thinking maybe we can do mini episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Like throughout the week, so like we post like twice a week. Like.
Oh no.
Dad. You're funny.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. But I was thinking we could do mini episodes. Like, either you do a solo episode.
What?
And then I do a solo episode.
A solo episode?
A solo episode, Dad. Wow. You take control. You talk all about what you want to talk about.
What if I just, like...
What?
Fell asleep.
We fell asleep?
I was just sleeping.
Dad! I don't know. I mean, I guess whatever you want to do. It's your solo episode.
Yeah, right. Somebody gotta listen to him. He's sleeping right now. Let's listen to him.
That's called ASMR. It's like the people are there.
Is people still listening?
It's called a mini episode. It's only 30 minutes long, Dad.
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's not a long time. You're drama, you swear. Drama. I'm going to make a t-shirt for you that says, my name is Drama.
Oh, no, what t-shirt I want for you.
Dad, stop. No.
That shirt's funny.
You have to tell them now. Because they're curious now.
Oh, because if you ever need anything, please. Ask somebody else.
That's not true. I'm not like that. You're such a liar.
What?
You're such a liar.
That's what it said. It just fits you perfectly.
It does not.
Yes, it does.
Does not. Does not. That is not who I am. That's not who I am. Okay. Now, let's officially thank our sponsor. Thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring this episode.
Yes, thank you, Anchor.
Thank you, everyone who has faith in us and continues listening. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I think we're at like 112, I want to say.
112.
112. Wow. And we took off a week, so it's like, hello, we might have to start all over. Hello. They're gonna be like, it's not a drill. Logic versus conspiracy posted.
How about the countries? What countries are you at?
Okay, let me see. Let me look it up. Okay, that way we can thank everybody. Anger. Hiya, bye-ya. And you guys, thank you guys so much for sharing and telling your friends to listen in on us.
Thank you.
It's always helpful, you know. And, you know, you can email us, give us some of your ideas, what kind of conspiracies. There's a whole TV show called Conspiracy, and I've been addicted on Netflix. It's called Conspiracy. So, like, they did one on, like, if we landed on the moon. Oh, 122.
122. Oh, wow.
122.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We officially have Australia on the map.
Hey, Aussie.
Aussie. Yeah. From Queensland and New South Wales.
Wow. South Wales.
New South Wales. Not Old South Wales. The New South Wales.
Where's the New South Wales
at? I don't know. We should email us. Where is the New South Wales?
Is that in England?
No, we're in Australia. Thank you, people in Australia. It's Queensland.
Oh, okay.
New South Wales in Australia. And, yeah. Everybody, I think, let's see if there's any new state. We have Arkansas now.
Arkansas.
I don't know. Uh-huh. Arkansas.
We've been through Arkansas.
We have?
Yeah, we did. We drove there. Remember when we drove through the Arkansas?
Yeah, we drove through a lot of places. Through. Oh! I drove through Mississippi, Louisiana.
You drove through Louisiana?
Yeah, I think so.
You know you didn't.
Yeah. Well, where's Louisiana then? If I went from we drove from Texas to Florida. Don't you have to drive through Louisiana?
I don't remember driving you from Texas
to Florida. Did I say you drove me?
No.
No. Grandma Connie drove me.
Oh, so you did go through New Orleans?
No.
No? Okay, then you must have did the Streetport side.
I don't know what the hell we did, but we got there, we drove there. I don't even remember why we went there. Oh, it's for Grandma's birthday.
Grandma's birthday?
Yeah, because remember I was in Texas, and then Grandma drove us, and you flew there, and I met you there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I swear we're going to start this episode sometime today.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get started.
Well, let me see if there's any new ones that I need to thank.
Okay.
Let's see. I thanked England. By the way, England, we are I'm coming your way. Yeah. Your guys' money is worth too much to me. Like, that's a whole story in itself. I went to go exchange my currency, and for $650, all I got was 400 pounds. I literally cried. I got 400 pounds. I cried.
400 pounds of what?
I gained fucking 400 pounds, Deb.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God. I like, cried when I, like, when she was like, okay, so you'll be receiving 400 pounds. I'm like.
And it's like, what, 20 pounds for a Big Mac out there, isn't it?
Oh my God, Dad, don't say that. It is not 20 pounds out there for a Big Mac.
I wonder how much it would cost for a Big Mac. How many pounds?
I don't know, Dad. Okay, well, I think we thanked everybody. I think we hit up everybody last time. If you guys haven't listened to that.
Is the pounds, are they still coins?
Well, the pound is a coin, but their paper money is $5, 5 pounds and above, I think.
Oh, okay.
So they don't have a dollar pound. I mean, like, it's a coin, but it's not like a bill.
Yeah.
My ghost.
So you always think you just got spare change in there, but actually it's a lot of money when you pull out the coin.
I guess, but the worst part is you can't trade those in for currency. They don't take coins. It's only paper.
Oh.
So, I mean, you really got nothing. So.
Okay.
I don't know how that works, I guess. I don't know. Oh, what's going on out there? It's getting a little windy. I think the rain's coming in.
I wonder what the weather's going to be like. I mean,
it's going to be rainy with a chance of rain.
In January?
Yeah.
They don't get snow?
I don't think so. Let's see. What is the normal weather in January? In London.
Or London.
Let's see. Okay. Excuse me. Hi. I don't think it snows over there. So it's going to be about 40s over there, Fahrenheit. 12 days of rain. Does it snow?
No snow, huh?
No, I didn't say no snow, but let's see. Does it snow? Dude, we have so much snow on the mountains. Did you see that? You haven't looked at the mountains?
No.
You live in California and I don't?
No, I never looked at them.
Okay, so the city of London gets some snow, but it usually melts rather quickly. The central parts of London experience less than 10 days of snow a year. They only get like 10 days of snow a year.
Wow.
So it'll probably be no snow, it'll just be kind of rainy. Maybe we'll wake up and there's snow and then it just melts throughout the day, maybe. I don't know. If we're lucky, I mean, I don't mind. I prefer snow, but it's okay.
Still sound like you have a good time.
Oh, I know. No matter how much I complain about how I lost so much money.
Yeah.
$200. Yeah. Oh, where are you going? You're digging to China? We don't have any viewers there yet.
The dog did not fart. Right
at
my face.
He's looking at me like, Papa blaming a fart on me. He farted. He tried to blame it on you. You little precious thing. Okay. Thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring this episode. We're going to say this last time. And we're going to jump into, I swear, we're going to jump into what we were, Illuminati, right?
Let's jump into it. Let's go.
Alrighty, thank you, Anchor, once again for sponsoring us.
Yes, thank you, Anchor.
So, Deb, tell me a little bit the Illuminati. What do you know? Tell me. Show me some knowledge. Juice it up. Tell me.
Illuminati is, to me, I just think they just control the entertainment industry. I don't know if it's considered, are they Satanism or what, but. Or is it, thing is, I don't know, is it a myth or a fact?
Well, that's what we're here for, conspiracy or logic.
Yeah. Is it real or is it not real?
So, what is Illuminati? What, for people who don't know what Illuminati is or, like, what their agenda is or what is it, Dad? Oh, I'm sorry, are we boring you?
Yeah, well.
Dad's yawning away over here. What a boring question.
No, what do you know of the
Illuminati? You can't remove.
I think that question back to you. What do you know?
You can't move the question back to me.
I'm answering your question with the question.
No, you can't answer my question.
Why can't I answer your question with the question?
Dad, you know, people want to hear your opinion first, you know, because they say that I take over very quickly once you have an opinion. So you just have to have your opinion first, or else no one hears you.
Well, I don't have a real opinion. I don't
You don't know what the Illuminati is.
The Illuminati aren't. It's some kind of. Was it like a cult type thing or a group?
Yeah.
That's supposedly it takes over the music industry. Yeah.
So like, who is part of the Illuminati? Like, who? Like, do we?
Beyonce.
I knew that was the first person you'd say. Beyonce with her Sasha Fierce.
Yeah.
Dark side. Yes. 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 Who else is a part of the Illuminati? Oh, Eminem.
What? Eminem?
Yeah, Eminem. He raps about the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's like out of it because it was, I don't know. I remember him saying something about getting out of the Illuminati or something. Michael Jackson, I think, was part of the Illuminati.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why he died?
Yeah,
because he claims that he's going to murder him?
No, he said he was going to come out with it. Like, come out and, like, talk about the Illuminati and, like,
tell everybody what it is. And then he ended up dead?
Yeah. That's what the whole, this is me, like, hey.
This is it?
Thank you. Or this is it, yeah.
This is it? Illuminati?
Yeah, this is it. The Illuminati, this is what it
is.
Yeah.
This is it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy, right?
I guess so.
And then, who else? They say that, oh my gosh, what is his name?
Elvis?
No.
The
president. Not our president right now, but he died. He died in Texas. What's his name? John F. Kennedy. You're useless. You just sat there and stared at me.
I was going to say Lyndon B. Johnson.
How many presidents died in Texas?
Well, Lyndon B. Johnson died in Texas.
He got shot and killed?
No, dead. He died.
In Dallas, Texas.
No, not in Dallas. I think he died in, you know what? Well, okay. Never mind.
Who is he? Is he a president?
He was a vice president. He's from Texas.
He vice president. I said president.
He was a vice president of John F. Kennedy, and then he became president.
And then died in Texas?
I think he died in Texas.
Wow, everybody died in
Texas. Well, he didn't get shot and killed in Texas. He was president, and he took over president of John Kennedy.
Theory is he was going to talk about the Illuminati and stuff like that.
Oh, John Kennedy?
Yeah, but I also heard that he was going to talk, like, mess up, like, the, what's it called?
He was going to shut down the CIA and all that.
No, not the CIA, that's, what is it called? The
Freemasons?
No, it starts with an M. They run your guys'
money?
Not my being dad. I swear to God, if we had to do a charades game,
we'd lose. Okay, I'm thinking, what am I thinking right now?
No, it starts with an M.
Eminem?
Eminem starts with an E, so how does that work?
Okay.
No! Oh my gosh! Why can't I think of the name?
Is it a name?
They run your,
I got this! I got this!
your union! They run, they're in Vegas, they run your union.
Oh, the mob!
Yeah, there you go!
That's it.
Bingo! There you go.
Does that mean me and Johan is part of the mob?
I don't know. Don't say that out loud.
Because we're in the union, and the union's run by the mob.
I guess. Mobsters. I guess you're mobsters.
Does that mean when if we go on strike, Johan are gonna be throwing nails out there, and fatting tires, and busting out windows?
I guess. But yeah, so then there's like a theory that he was doing something to the mob and the mob took him out or something like that.
There's a lot of theories on there. Yeah. I know there ain't no way on earth that it was only one person that shot him. Especially when his head goes to the back instead of the forward if you're getting shot.
From behind?
From behind. Your head would not go backwards, it would go forward.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you try to make it sound like only one person shot him. That's that's why it makes it such a big conspiracy thing. Now, if they would have said there was two people that was involved.
Or multiple shooters.
Multiple shooters. Then they won't think it was being a cover-up.
Yeah.
But they make the people doing the cover-up, they're screwing up their own cover-ups.
Yeah. Well, shoot. What are we going to do?
Shoot.
Oh, my God. I didn't even mean it like that. Oh, my God. I was trying not to say the bad words.
Okay. Well, shoot.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Okay,
I'm so sorry, guys. Well, it was kind of like the Las Vegas shooting, though. It's like, there had to be multiple shootings. There was multiple shooters. What do you feel?
Yeah, I watched this thing on, they were saying there's people up on top of the, you know, the food carts? That they were dressed in black, and they came out and started shooting at people, too, so.
Yeah. I know. I don't understand why they just can't come out and be like, okay, well, like, you know, but I think he was framed, to be honest. I think.
John Kennedy?
No. The guy who shot up in Vegas.
And I think Lee Harvey Oswald was framed.
You think so?
Think he was framed? I think, I think the guy in Vegas, he probably would. I mean, it's just too weird.
Yeah, I know.
The whole thing smells like shit. You know what I mean? It really does.
Dad!
It doesn't piece together too well.
Yeah, you're right.
The evidence and all the stuff they put together. I saw footage and it still looked like a flashing light, like a machine gun from, you know, the under the end of the gun. Mm-hmm. It's like a flash.
Yeah.
On a lower level of the
not
hotel,
where his
and not
room.
Where his room is.
Yeah.
So, I think there was multiple shooters there.
Me too.
Follow. You said your dog don't fart.
My dog. I'm testing out some like sound effects. So like when you get it wrong, you buzz it. Look at his face! Look at his face!
What the hell is that?
What is going
on? He is really into that.
He is, he's so into it. That's so cute.
God.
Then there's like a Christmas soundboard.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, who is that?
Who was that?
I don't know. Oh. That's a snowball. That sounds like someone getting whipped. Anyways, I didn't know Andrew Jackson was the first president to be attempted assassination.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, someone attempted to assassinate him.
I think I heard something about that.
Yeah, well, he was walking down the stairs. I got the story for you.
Yeah.
He was walking down the stairs. Guy
and didn't he beat the shit out of the guy that tried to shoot him?
Yeah, let me finish!
Okay, I think he did, right?
Yeah,
all right, go ahead.
They walking down the stairs with his cane. No, with his walker.
He had a walker or a cane? They didn't even have a walker.
Okay, fine, a cane. It was like a cane. He was walking down the stairs. The guy pulled out the gun and it misfired. And then he pulled out his second gun and it misfired again. Just like that.
Okay.
And then, but nobody knew that the guns misfired. They thought he took two bullets to the chest, got down the stairs, took his cane and beat the shit out of the guy.
Yeah.
So now they have him as like, steel man, because they thought he took two bullets to the chest and still kicked that guy's ass.
Damn, what a president.
That's Andrew Jackson for you. Sorry, guys. I have a final that's on Thursday, and it's all about Andrew Jackson, so I'm just throwing out fun facts about Andrew Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh, about that. I started dying.
I knew about that. I heard that.
You heard that?
I heard about that.
Oh, well, I'm glad you heard about that, Dad. Hi. What are you doing? Okay. Illuminati. Do you think Andrew Jackson was a part of Illuminati?
Ooh.
You think it goes back that far?
Yeah, probably.
Well, I think it's a branch from the Freemasons. Yeah, I think it's a branch from the Freemasons. Yeah, but it just kind of went more demonic.
That secret-y crap, and they just think by holding secrets is that they're a higher power.
I guess.
It's like, we know something that you don't know. I'm like, okay, so what?
Oh, shoot. Oh, my God. We really need to start, like, recording us, like, record our podcast, like, videotape it.
What? Videotape our
podcast? Yeah, so that way, like, you know, if ghost shit happened again.
Yeah, that was creepy.
That was so
creepy. And we were talking about the ghost.
I know.
That made it even creepier. Yeah. We were talking about ghosts and a damn door opens up.
I know.
By itself and shuts. One time.
Yeah, that was crazy. It was insane. In the membrane. If you guys don't remember that episode, you guys should definitely go re-listen to that. Us reacting live to that.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that was spooky shit.
I was thinking, Dad, we should... Hey, don't chew on my cords. That we should, do the video part. That way people can see, like, you know, you making funny faces when you talk sometimes.
What?
See, that one. You make the little... What?
The dog licking my face.
The dog turning.
And then turn around and fart in my face. Oh, you can definitely get that on video.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
You can, like, when he turns around, you can do that fart effect.
So funny. Oh, my God. You're going to kill me. Okay. I swear. We're off and on topic, as always.
Very off and on. We're on brand. So is that why you want me to get you a camera?
Yeah. That'd be fun, huh, Dad? But it's okay. I need the London pass.
Oh, okay.
That's what I need. So, I'll get the camera later on or something.
Okay.
But, off and on topic, we should make a t-shirt. It says off and on topic.
And sell it?
And sell it.
Off and on topic?
Off and on topic.
Off more than on?
Yeah, off more than on. Like, what are we even talking about, Paya? What was
what was we talking about?
What are we even talking about? It'd be like, off and on. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
That would be so funny. Would you wear it to church? Would you wear your shirt to work? Not church, shirt to work. Oh my God, I can't.
I'll definitely wear it to work.
Oh, good, Dad.
Because I have to wear that safety vest. Oh my
God! Stop! You're too much. I can't. It's too funny.
So,
but Illuminati, very secrety. I heard that they make them sign in blood, and that's how they became famous.
Well, how would anybody know that if it's such a secret?
I don't know, Dad. Tell me.
Ah, that's what I want to know. How would anybody know if it's such a secret thing that we know all their secrets?
I know, right? Well,
they're not very good.
No, they're not. Paolo. Paolo. Excuse me, don't eat my pen. But you're right. But it's kind of like the, what is it called?
Uh-oh, are we on the game right
here? On the game again. Oh my God, I can't. What is it called, Dad?
What?
I can't.
How many guesses did I get?
23. Let's see if I can describe it to you in 23 words, right? Okay. Scientology. I got it. Scientology. That was the word I was looking for. Kind of like Scientology. You know, Leah? What's her name? The one that came up with the show and everything?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, she, like, is just, like, just,
she was in
Scientology. Yeah. So now
she got out of it.
And now she's, whatchamacallit, what's it called? Yeah. She's uncovering the truth, I guess you can say. So, I'm guessing that's how the Illuminati, that's how we know some information about the Illuminati.
Oh, we knew that before that, so.
Well, I'm not because of the show, Dad, but I'm saying, like, that for as an example, is like people leave the Illuminati.
People leave and then go and tell.
And they go and tattle.
Okay.
Yeah. Because somebody didn't fix their sandwich right. Right, Dad?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
What is that? Is that for my laundry's done?
No. Laundry not done yet.
Okay.
But, yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. So, Illuminati, you have to sign in blood, right? And then you become famous.
Mm. What if you can't bleed?
Dad. More issues, the bigger issues. What if you can't clot? So then, like, your little prick on your finger, it don't clot, and then you bleed out. Because you were trying to sign a paper in blood. Oh, Katy Perry. That was the other person.
Oh, Katy Perry.
She's part of the Illuminati. You know, her parents went to our church and preached, right? Remember mm-hmm. that? She was saying
they told us to pray for her. Yeah.
Showing proof that she's part of it.
Yeah.
The Satanism. It's crazy. But there's a...
That's a good proof right there. Her parents are telling her.
Yeah.
Please pray for my daughter.
Pray for my daughter.
She's
pray
in
for
a
the
bad situation right now.
Pray for the industry. They said pray for the industry too. So I mean, the whole thing is a scary thing to think of, and it's these people who think that they have so much power, but.
You know, I was listening to this preacher.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that we're in a bad world right now.
Yeah.
With all this evil stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
But that was 10 years ago. He said, they said in 10 years from then, things are going to start changing and the holiness is going to come out. And we're going to come back to the good again. And that was 10 years ago when they were saying that.
Wow.
And now everything's coming out. All the bad is evil. It's like it's flowing out that we can see that was secretly back
being
then.
Being done, yeah.
I mean, now you're starting to see stuff in Hollywood.
Yeah, the molesters and stuff.
All the molesters and all the, you know, all the sick stuff is coming out in light. But they didn't want in light. And that's what's destroying them because it's coming out to the light.
Which is true because ever since I find out that stuff, I have a hard time, like, watching a movie.
I do,
like,
too. It was some, like, sick stuff all the way back in... So 1920s,
yeah.
I mean, Shirley Temple. I was walking out to Shirley Temple and I was shocked.
I know. She was actually bald. Because people, when she would walk, they'd pull out her curls.
Oh, yeah. You must have seen the same episode. Yeah, that's true. They thought she had fake hair and they were pulling on it.
Yeah, well, then she slowly became bald because they kept pulling out her curls.
Wow.
Yeah, when she would walk. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So sad. So sad. Well, look at Judy Garland, you know?
I was watching an episode about Shirley Temple.
Uh-huh.
She was supposed to be the original girl on Wizard of Oz.
Uh-huh.
But Judy Garland ended up with that.
But Judy Garland was way too old for that position.
Yeah.
Okay,
they
sorry.
Wanted Shirley Temple. And I guess Shirley Temple went to MGM Studios. And the old guy there, the producer, he separated her from her mom, and the guy got naked and wanted her to touch him, and Shirley Temple started laughing at him. And then he's like, "You get out, get off my studio, and don't ever come in my studio again or touch the foot." And then the mom and her got out, and Shirley Temple tells her mom, goes, "God, you would not believe what just happened to me in there." And the mom goes, "You wouldn't believe what happened to me." So that just shows how sick Hollywood is.
Well, what happened to her mom?
I don't know. That's just what she's like, "You wouldn't believe what happened to me." They didn't really say what happened, but I guess it was something bad too.
To her?
Yeah. But I think it's just back then, and even now, these big producers and all those, they think they're so on top of the world that they can do anything.
Yeah.
And
it's disgusting.
And it's like, you should be thankful that you do this gross stuff because you're not going to be poor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Or you could be poor like everybody else.
Yeah. I think it's disgusting. And
even the parents of the kids allow these studios to abuse them because
of that. That's crazy. It's insane, in my opinion. Stop. You're messing stuff up, sir. But it's disgusting that they think that way, you know? And it's so sad that there are parents that do let them get away with that stuff. And I mean, look at Bill Cosby. You know, there's an article that I read.
I don't mean one more thing about the children.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, back then, they were filming shows with the kids. And, well, they separate the kids from the parents and all that. And, well, when they film, and if the kids were kind of a little or not behaving, they got this black box. And they made him sit in this black box suspended over the stage on a big block of ice cube. And they had to sit there for a couple hours on an ice cube in a black box. That's what they did back in the 1920s
God.
Yes. And it's just amazing. They just get away with that.
I mean, yeah, that's insane.
I mean, now they can't do that, of course, but...
You never know. It's some shady stuff.
Yeah. There. I mean, they still have that mentality in their head.
Yeah.
We're above everything.
Which is ridiculous. It's so sad. Well, there's so much shady stuff that happened in The Wizard of Oz just like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why The Wizard of Oz show is such a big curse. So many people died as midgets.
One of the midgets hung themselves, and they didn't even take the midget down. They continued filming, and you can see the midget hanging in the background.
I was just seeing The Wizard of Oz, and I think I could have swore I seen it.
Yeah.
They're heading out, and I seen something swinging in the background by the
trees. Yeah, they didn't even cut the midget down. They left it there while they filmed.
Oh, they treated him like crap.
Oh, I know. So sad.
They had 20 of them in one little hotel room. One
day. Yeah, just because they thought they were small, so they didn't need to. And they only paid them like 10 cents or something like that.
Oh, yeah. It was brutal.
Yeah. My professor says that was his favorite. That's his favorite movie, and I just laughed at him. I said, you know how dark that movie is, right? And he's like...
It's dark and demented.
And he is like... No, what do you mean? I was like, well, there's literally a midget hanging in the background of the movie. They didn't even cut him down. So many midgets died during that.
Yeah.
Poor Judy Garland. They had her, they like wrapped her so tight to press down her boobs because she was older than what the girl was supposed to be.
And then they got her on drugs.
Yeah.
To keep her away because they were filming like.
They were trying to push
20 hours straight, and they put a bunch of, like, it's not cocaine, but something like cocaine.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like speed.
to keep them going.
Yeah.
And got them addicted when they're kids, and then that's how they move on.
Stop.
And OD when they're 10 years later or 20 years later, it's so because sad. That's what they did with the kids.
It's so sad. It's real dark, and I guess that's part of the Illuminati too, you know? It's like, you know, I watched this dark episode of, oh my gosh, what is it called?
Oh
my god. Here we go. Here we go, Dad. Oh my gosh, I can't think of it. It's on Netflix. There's your hair, Dad. Okay. It's black. Well, that's not the answer. It's a Blacklist. Not Blacklist. What is it called?
Blacklist? Is that like a blackball?
No, it's not called Blacklist. It's not called Blacklist.
That's when said everybody was a Russian?
No.
Accused everybody of Russian.
Black Mirror is the name of the show. Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
Yes. So Black Mirror.
Gather the kin around the fireplace to bask in the.
Hello.
Wow, that was creepy.
Okay, so Black Mirror is about the future and stuff like that. And like one, and each episode's a different episode. And this episode had Miley Cyrus in it, right? But she wasn't playing Miley Cyrus, but she was playing like a famous hip hop star.
Yeah.
And they were drugging her and like trying to get her to keep pushing and like making her into someone she doesn't like, that's not her, like right. A fake personality. And then they made a robot version of her and sold it to like the mass people. And then she really dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. She started to oh my gosh. So she wanted to break out. She didn't want to do that, be that character anymore. And her aunt drugged her so much that she went into a coma. And then they just continued on with her career with the robots because they recorded enough vocal stuff where they can write songs and stuff like that. And they hook stuff to her brain that way that they can still, like, take all of the written music from her brain while she was in a coma.
Wow.
And then she says, and then Miley Cyrus did an interview on it, and she says that that show isn't too far off of, like, her real music career.
No way.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. So, we're going to take a real quick
laundry break,
because my alarm went off, his alarm went off. It's time for us to,
change our laundry.
Oh, yeah. Change our laundry. Let's take a real quick pause. Hello. We're back.
Mm-hmm.
It only was, like, a second for you guys. More like 20 minutes for us.
Not like forever for us.
Dad had a lunch break.
Little.
Ate a Kit Kat.
Kit Kat break. Where's your Kit Kat?
It's a Kit Kat break. Anyway, so we take...
dog wants back up there.
I'm
recording. I gotta get up in here now.
You guys have yellow paper.
He was okay until we started recording. Oh, then I know. He gotta get up in here.
He didn't want to be up in here until we started hit record, right, Payo? You just had to be all up in everything.
I gotta be part of this podcast.
I am a part of this podcast. I am the podcast. I'm the reason why everybody comes around, right, Payo? I know, you're so cold. It's raining, Dad.
Yeah, I know.
Well, just to let you know. Just in case your blade. Just in case your blade.
Blind.
Just in case you're blind, Dad. Just. What were we talking about? Oh, anyways, so it's super sad that.
I know, we left on a down.
I know.
Downbeat, and then they got mad at me. People are like, oh my god, these are like bipolar people.
These are bipolar. But can you imagine? Hey, now you're just pushing too many buttons, okay? I'm so sorry. You just can't.
He's just trying to control the board.
He is. He just wants to be like, oh, this is my podcast? You're not recording it. But, Miley Cyrus is what we left off on.
Yeah.
And that's so sad that her life is just, you have to watch the episode. It's
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror. It's crazy.
Okay.
It's like, and then when I watched her interview, she's like, yeah, it's not too far off from my life. And I was just like.
They have robots?
Well, it's not like an actual, it's like a little toy. You remember that robot dog you got me? Remember? I was like, I want a dog. And then you got me a little robot dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was like that, except like it was her. But it wasn't, it didn't look like her. It was just kind of like a.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So. You have to definitely watch it. I don't want to totally ruin it for you, but it
was good. I definitely want to see that.
It was really good. It was one of the last episodes that came out. So, like I said, each episode is different. So, like, one of their episodes is where, like, it's an app and where, like, we're all fake. And, like, you, like, rate each other. And if you have 4 stars or above, you get, like, discount and stuff like that on, like...
Oh, that's cool.
Not after you watch that show, you realize, like, if you're real, like, if you offend people, then they're, like, you only get 1 star, and then it, like, brings you down, and then you're, like, you can't go into certain places because you're only a one star.
Oh, okay, I see.
You see what I'm saying? It's like segregation, but in like a rating form.
Okay.
Like this one.
Instead
like,
of rating the business, their businesses are rating you.
No. Like
that's kind of cool.
Me and you are rating each other.
Yeah.
We're rating each other after every, like, every interaction. Imagine what your rates would be like. Go up and down. And then, but if you're like, say if you're like a 3-star and you're like a, and I'm a 4-star and you're a 3-star, I'd be like, oh, I can't talk to a 3-star. Like, there was, like, this one neighborhood this girl was trying to get into. She had to be a 4.
That was like, it could happen.
Yeah, that's what this show is about, is, like, stuff it that if we keep going this route, this is what's gonna happen. Like, that's the whole show. It's addicting. It's really good. It's really scary, though. Their very first episode that I watched was where they were biking, and their mile, however many miles they bike, is that's how much money they earn. And, like, they live in these cells, and they're not allowed to break out unless they have... They're not allowed to, like, get out of that biking unless they, like, are famous. And then they have to go on to a TV show. And then they don't have to do the biking anymore, and they're famous. But, like, if you're not famous, if you're nobody, then you have to... That's your job, is biking.
Damn.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's, like a in-place biking.
I'm watching on this thing. It's so much... The way the world is, it's so freaking crazy now. Like the one commercial.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the... I mean, it's a big thing right now.
Oh, I'm not sure. What happened?
Okay. On the commercial, the husband buys his wife that bike.
Oh, Yeah. I haven't heard anything about it, but I've seen the commercial.
Yeah. He buys her the NorTrak. Now, it's considered a sexist commercial.
Yeah.
Because he's buying his wife a...
Who's already track, thin.
When she's already thin, and it's making her like, well, you're fat, and here you go. We got you a bike so you can lose weight.
Yeah.
But they're missing the whole thing. I never thought of that. It came across my mind.
Yeah.
And normal people don't think of that way either. But some people just have to nitpick and like, oh, I see the message in this. You're like, really?
Only women are fat.
Yeah, and it makes it like, they take something simple like that and make a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
Like this one announcer in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, they're like, well, how is this one quarterback for the... let me get to Baltimore. Is such a good quarterback because he could sneak. He's real, you know. He's fast, and he acts like he's handing off the ball, but he doesn't. He sneaks it and then runs off into the end zone. And the guy's like, "Well," he goes, "the reason why is because his skin color matches the ball on his hand." So when he has the ball in his hands, sometimes he can't see if he has the ball or not. And he runs in the end zone. And they made a big deal out of that.
Oh my God, of course they did. Anything about skin color.
Yeah, but you know, the guy's not thinking that. He's not a racist person.
Yeah.
He's just thinking logically, well, this is why it happened.
Oh my God.
And they're like, oh, he's racist and all that. But it's not. It's not racist. Racist is when you want to see them in a Nazi camp. You want to see them dead. And you do evil stuff. He's just saying that this is why he thinks the quarterback's good and faking. Because his skin color matches the ball. And they have black uniforms on top of it.
Oh,
you know
Baltimore,
what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. And I mean, I don't know, it's a little bit of a stretch.
It's not a stretch. It's not a stretch at all. The guy apologized. He's like, I'm sorry, I did not mean it that way. And you know he didn't mean
no,
it that way.
No, he didn't
you know,
mean it that way.
He's just saying.
Is he white?
Huh?
Is the guy white?
I imagine he is white.
Okay,
yes, I imagine
well,
so. But.
If he's white, you can't say nothing about skin color.
I know, but
white.
What if it was reversed?
Yeah.
You know, what if the guy had a white uniform or the guy was white and the footballer was white?
No one would care.
That would have been okay. I mean,
they'd probably laugh.
But even black people are like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. You know, come on. This, you know, let's use races or real races, you know, not something
It's like people who called wolf, you know, and then you're like, oh, when something really does come up that's super racist, like super, not like saying that there's different levels and like certain levels of racism is okay, but you know what I mean, like real racism. Like
when I grew up, it's so much different. I had black friends and Mexicans, Orientals, and we all bagged on each other racist. Stuff that you can't do now. But back then, we laughed at it because it was funny.
Yeah.
And that's how we got along. And it has nothing to do with violence and nothing to do with, you know, you want to see, we just laugh at their culture.
Yeah.
But America, the world's got to lighten up. It got to lighten up. We can't keep doing this.
Yeah.
Because it really is starting to tear everybody apart. Because we're all as one. And we should, you know, comedians can't be
funny anymore.
They can't be funny anymore. You take away some freedom of expressing. I mean, if it's not a violent thing,
and it's not for harm,
and if it's not harming nobody, don't make a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
That poor guy got suspended.
Wow.
For saying that.
Wow. That's a PR move, that's why.
Yeah. So and people, it's not.
But, I mean, everybody takes all, you know, but there's other people who, like, come back onto the other side, and I was like, well, why aren't you taking it so serious? Like, it's a serious situation, but I feel like they're overdoing it. They're overusing.
They're definitely overusing.
You know, and it's definitely, once you cry wolf.
I mean, because I look at it on my side. If it was opposite, and it was a white guy, and he had a white uniform, and it was a black guy, I say, well, he had the ball, it was a white ball. I wouldn't think anything about it, you know? Yeah. Like, well, yeah, he got some point about that. The guy's white, and it kind of, you know, matches the ball, and I wouldn't think it like, oh, this guy's racist, you know, or anything like that. I was like, but how do people just want to go and look for that? Mm-hmm. They want to find it. It's like, something that you know he's not meaning that, you know, this is a, you know, some kind of, something racial towards him. He's just saying a racial slur or something, putting him down.
Mm-hmm.
He's not putting him down at all. It's a compliment. If anything, he's not putting him down. He's just saying that with his uniform and the way his skin color, it matches the ball. He can hide the ball a lot easier. And you can see it. It's not like he's lying, you know? It's not like,
That's crazy, but, you know, people are gonna, you know, NFL, I don't understand why people still even watch NFL. It's just,
yeah,
I'm over it. It's, you know, like my mom, she's like, oh, you wanna go watch the football game? No, I got shit to do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, especially after the whole thing that they created last year about not kneeling. Yeah, you know, and it's just, that's disgusting. Like, how dare you say, oh my god, it's pouring now.
Yeah, you said it's not raining today, but
It wasn't raining earlier. I didn't say it wasn't going to rain. I told you it was supposed to rain all day. But, you know, ever since they made that, and I was like, well, they were like, oh, well, freedom to protest. No. That's protesting against your own country. Like, no. Just because you think it's just hurting Trump, but in reality, all those veterans that served our country to protect that flag so you can have that right to have the freedom of protest, and yet you go and just spit in their face like that. That was just ridiculous. I wasn't having
it. And the fact that people come to watch entertainment. They're not watching
for a political. Yeah. If they wanted to watch political, they would go to a political debate.
And, you know, Alan Hall, my friend.
Yeah, you're not supposed to give out the whole name.
Oh my god. Alan Ball. Anyhow, we was talking.
Yeah.
And we was talking. And we was like saying that about the performers that are like protesting against Trump. And
all that. I know.
I'm like, if I was a performer, I would never let anybody know who I voted for or who I'm for because I don't want any percentage.
A celebrity said that.
Kanye West. I love Kanye West because, I think he's just an awesome person. Especially because he goes up there. But he gets up there and talks about Trump.
And
that's good for me.
But
what about the other fans that are not like Trump? You know, he's kind of like spitting at them. You don't do that. You either, if you want to do that, go totally into politics.
Yeah. Which he's trying to do.
Which he's probably trying to do, but don't mix them together. Do not bring them to your concerts.
There was a celebrity who said that... He wasn't a singer, he's an actor. I forget what his name is. But he was talking about how he's like, I don't understand why people are over here saying their political beliefs. They have no right to say it. They don't have a right to push their political beliefs on anybody because at the end of the day, whoever's president, they're always going to be wealthy. That's what he said.
Who said that?
I forget who he is. I forgot his name.
They're always going to be wealthy, the president?
No. Not the president. I'm saying he doesn't understand why famous people are always trying to push their beliefs onto their
fans. Yeah, because they don't have to worry about living paycheck to paycheck.
They don't ever have to worry about who's in office. No matter who's in office, they're always going to be rich.
Was that, it sounded like Camus or Camus Owens or something.
I don't know. I don't know who said it. I forget who said it. It was some white guy, though. But same with Kanye West. I totally agree. I mean, I went to a Green Day concert, and all of a sudden he starts shitting on the country and shitting on Trump. And I was like, raise your hand, salute me. No, fuck you. I'm not saluting you. Like, you're shitting on my country. Like,
I know.
Like, why would I? Even if I don't like Trump, if he was like for Hillary, and like, I wouldn't care. You know, I'm there for the music. I'm not there for my country to be shot on. And people are just like, oh, saluting him. And I'm like, no. And me and Johan, this is the time when Johan was heavily in church. And he's like, no, I only put my hands up to God. Right. And, you know, like, that hit me. And I was like, yeah, like, you should only do that for God. Like, you don't do these idols. They are so, this brings back to Illuminati, you know, tying it back. You know, there's a means to this story, you know.
Yeah.
Illuminati wants you to take your eye away from God. And they want you to worship these celebrities as if they are God. And they tell these celebrities that they are God and that they're all this. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of people who fall for that. And there's, you know, and it's so sad.
So you imagine Illuminati is the one who's pushing all these artists to say this stuff.
Yeah.
On stage. About Trump and I imagine so. But they're taking such a major loss. They're losing, and the more they fight, the more they lose. And
I mean, and it's so sad. It's to the point where I can't go to college without hearing my professor's beliefs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because they're trying to force.
They're trying to push it on you. You know, and it's just like. And it's not that they're like, I even see it in elementary school. When I was teaching my school, like, she was even, like, not, like, I don't want to say pushing her beliefs, but it's just planting seeds, you know, making smirky comments to where it's like, oh, like, those little kids are, like, they'll start, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just little smirky comments. It wasn't nothing about Trump, but it was like, oh, well, I don't like Columbus Day. I don't think we should celebrate it because... about all the indigenous and all this stuff. And that just planted the seed where, like, these kids are you're not going to like Columbus. They're only going to be like, well, fuck Columbus. He's a horrible
person.
What's
going to happen when you have kids when they go to school and all the crap that they had to listen to?
I don't know.
And brainwashed like they did to Megan.
Oh, man.
Megan's all brainwashed. And then that's what they're doing. They're brainwashing their kids. And it's sad because they brainwash and make it sound like... rich people are evil.
Yeah.
And that's why they're saying on there, we need to tax the rich and give to the poor.
That sounds cool, no?
It sounds good. Attacking rich. If you hate rich people, you will never be rich.
Yeah. Pastor says that.
You will never be rich. Pastor Jason says that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's why you gotta embrace them. You gotta be a part of them. You gotta put yourself in them. You gotta learn from them. That's how you're gonna grow from it. You know, and it's just.
You can't, like, I hate you for succeeding in life.
Because you're just
keeping yourself down. I didn't succeed and you did. I hate you.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's
bad. It's not gonna work. It don't work that way.
And that's what they want us to think in our country. That's what they're leading. That's why you see these commercials. We're going to tax these rich people and make them pay out of their pockets.
But at the end of the day, rich people, they don't have their monies here. They have them everywhere else.
Oh, they have them in other countries. So when they say rich people, that means
middle
class. Dying us.
Us, yeah.
We're the rich people he's talking about. Yeah. Not the billionaires that they make it sound like that they're talking about on TV.
Yeah.
No, they take their money somewhere else. They're going to always have write-offs. And they're not going to pay their fair taxes because they don't have to.
Yeah.
Why do it if you don't have to? Even normal people would try to avoid paying taxes if they could avoid paying taxes.
Yeah.
So it's just, when they say down TV that we're going to get on these rich and make them, you better just start thinking, that's you. If you're middle class, you're making $45,000 to $50,000 a year.
Or more.
Or more. That's you.
And here, that's like a good pay. That's like a $20 hour job, 40 hours a week. You make.
And you can't even live off of it, really.
You know, you can't. You really can't
live off of it.
It's disgusting. Me and Johan are house hunting, officially. We got approved, pre-approved from Bank of America.
For how much? I don't know if we can say that on it.
I don't want to say it. I'm not comfortable. But we're house hunting, and, you know, it's just, you can't find anything with that amount of money.
No.
And they, you know, how much they're giving me and, like, how much my mortgage would be less than what I'm paying in rent. And it's just like, well, if I can afford it for rent, what makes you think I can't afford it for a mortgage?
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what kind of irritates me a little. And it's just kind of like, this is ridiculous. Like, Johan makes a good amount of money, you know, and technically I work this year, so my income still works within his income. So, but it's dumb. Like, I pay over $2,000 a month for rent, and, well, not over $2,000, I pay, like, $1,900, almost $2,000.
Right.
So, it's, like, for them, like, my mortgage would be $1,500, and I'm, like, well, you know, like, I don't understand, it's, like.
I'm gonna pay less, how come I can't handle it?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I am just, like, a little frustrating. I'm just waiting for the market to crash, but, you know, the market's doing so good, I don't know when it's going to.
You don't want it to crash, you don't want people to.
I don't want it to crash, you're right, but at the same time.
I know what you're saying. I'm saying for your benefit.
Yeah.
But you gotta think, a lot of people, a lot of losses, a lot of stuff like that.
We hit a new record low for unemployment. We're at 3.8% now.
And you notice, you can see it in the malls.
I know.
The malls are freaking packed.
Yeah.
People are going Christmas shopping.
Yeah. Because people have jobs.
Yeah.
I'm sadly part of that 3.8%. So sorry, I'm not helping our percentage.
Oh.
It's okay. I don't know. Do they count the people who are full-time students?
I don't know.
Interesting. I don't know. Have time to have a full-time job. Or a job, actually. I have a job. It's work. I mean, school.
Who was it? One of the politicians goes, oh, God, is that dumb one?
Nancy Pelosi.
No, not
the
Nancy
other
Pelosi.
One. The other dumb one.
The one I always make fun of when she does her work in the office, she's probably like lying on the floor on her stomach with a box of Crayola crayons and have her legs crossed. And
what?
That dingy girl.
I don't know what you're talking
she's
about.
Dingy. I haven't heard from her for a while. Probably. That's why I forgot her name.
Oh, okay. Anyways, what about her?
She goes, well, Probably because there's so many jobs out there, because maybe some people got two or three jobs.
What?
Because he's trying to put down Trump why the job
unemployment
is that low. And she's like, well, maybe because some people got two or three jobs. I was like, what do you try to say?
Yeah. I don't know. That's crazy. Some people, they don't want anything good.
What is her name? Because I haven't heard from her for a while.
I don't know. But it's turned into a shitting on politics session.
Yes, it has. I could have used that on another
episode.
Session,
no, it's okay. Episode. Well, it's okay. I mean, I guess you guys heard our, well, now we turned into the people that we don't like, talking about our political beliefs.
Yeah, we shouldn't do that, but we're not stars.
No.
But still.
We're halfway there.
We shouldn't be against, because, you know, we just, people have different beliefs, but they shouldn't take it. And violent. Like, my friends, they're Democrats, but we're still friends.
Yeah, see? Exactly.
We're still buddies, and he got his view, and I got my view.
But we're still friends.
But, well, I'm saying, as a celebrity, you should not say anything because you do not want
to. We're not trying to convince you our real views. I think that's what Dad's saying. We're just stating our opinion.
And our opinion.
If you did listen to the warning, I hope you didn't fast forward it, because it says some of these shit that we say is very offensive with certain views, you know. So, so I hope you guys are still here. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi. Okay. Anyways, guys, but, so that was our take on Illuminati.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got nothing.
Went from Illuminati to the Democrats.
It's like the same thing, right? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sorry, last jab. So sorry. okay. But, which is funny, because, like, Johan's family's Democratic, and he's Republican, and I'm just like, and they hate, they look at him like, how dare you? It's like, they're so offended by him, but Johan's like,
Johan just wants the money.
Whoever gives me money.
Who don't want money? Why wouldn't they want money?
Certain people. I don't
get it. Johan's smart, because he's like, I'm voting for whoever gets me money. Uh-huh. I'm voting for that person. I don't care who he is.
I don't care. No, yeah.
If he put money in my pocket and that's who I'm voting for.
Yeah. So, but anyways, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode where we just kind of, I missed you guys. It's been like over a month, and it's just like, really need to crack back down and do this again. And I've got a couple emails that I can't find, apparently. But thank you if you guys emailed us. We did see them, we did read them, and we send our love to you. But email us, let us know, tell us how you've been doing, what you've been up to, tell us if you have any conspiracies you want us to cover.
Anybody in England, let us know what the weather is out there.
Anyone in England, please, hit us up. No. Yeah, I want to go. I'm so excited to go to London. Maybe we can even do a meetup. That would be pretty cool.
How you do a meetup? I'm going to be out here.
Well, you can meet me. The star of the show. I'm just kidding. You can meet me and then we can FaceTime Dad or something. I don't know.
We'll try to figure out something.
We'll figure out something. You guys let us know. Email us. And I'm trying to work on a website for us, so.
Something new?
No, not
something. And you want to do some filming.
And I want to do some filming. That way we can post our film on our website. And then also maybe we can work on some merch.
Yeah, I know.
I want to make some merch really badly.
What the heck was that?
Hello? Oh, I think that's your roof falling down now. Okay, bye!
Roof collapsing!
Bye! See you guys talk to you guys next week. Bye!
Bye!